what you go through week to week with all the injuries. I know you did it a lot last year, unfortunately. But how does that affect what you do, not only during the week, but on game day?
Well, I think, you know, this time of year, everybody, you know, gets nicked and bumped and everything. And you know, I haven't really noticed. I know we've got good players out and things, but we got a whole roster. So whoever's in, it's the next man up. It's always been that way in the NFL. And, you know, we just go on with what we have. We game plan the best we can. Our coaches are working tirelessly, you know, to make sure we got a good plan, a good solid plan. And then the guys we have here are conscientious, and they got to go out and execute. And they've done an excellent job.
Well, like last week when you lost Tom Johnson, like fourth play or something
right.
like that. How does that affect you all? I mean, is you and Bill Johnson getting together? And
That's all Bill Johnson. So, you know, he's done an excellent job of piecing those guys together on personnel during the game. You know, I try to focus on trying to call it. But our guys do, a good job of figuring out the plan and who's going in and all that.
Your three healthy defensive linemen all must deserve a ton of credit. Especially, it looks like Jordan and Hicks have made a huge impact for you guys early this year.
I'd say, especially for young players, they're really coming. They work hard every day with Bill, and he obviously is a great teacher. And these guys are smart to listen, and they work hard, so they're going to only improve. And each week, I think we'll get improvement out of those guys. And got a lot of fight out of them last week, a lot of snaps. And that was a player's game all the way. There wasn't a whole lot of checks to it or anything. It was just us lining up and playing. And I thought our D-line competed really well. I know we gave up a lot of yards, but some of those yards are on, a lot of those are on me calling a game just with the way the game was being played. And living with some of those runs.
Kenny Vaccaro said yesterday he thinks you said something to the effect that it was the most you've ever thrown on a rookie in your years in the league or close to it. Is that accurate or close to it?
For Kenny?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he's
the volume. Of-
yeah, we drafted a special guy there, Mickey Loomis and Ryan Pace and Sean. They wanted this guy. And, when I just got introduced to him, the first thing jumped out is the sweet tats he's got. And then the second thing is how much he loves football. So you can do so many things with him. And, we're just scratching the surface with this guy. I think, because he's got a lot of talent now. He can play man coverage. He can blitz. He can play zone. He's smart. He's tough. There's a lot of great things about this guy, and probably the best is how much he loves football.
Ever had a guy that you've used in that many spots in your years past?
Not starting. Chris Carr is with us now, has been a backup in all those spots for me before in Oakland, and he started on our third down. He was the only one. Of course, I think he's a Phi Beta Kappa, and he's a lawyer in his spare time and doctor. And something else, but this kid loves football, and I think the more you put on his plate, the more he wants.
Robin, defensively, you guys don't want to make too much out of what's happened after two games, and yet it seems a big difference from last year. What are some of the things you've seen that you really like from this defense?
I don't know anything about last year. I know we got a lot to prove, and I think our guys come with the mindset we want to get better each week. And if we can be a little tiny part of our success here, that's what we want to do, and that's what we strive for.
Rob, how close are these guys to grasping that attitude that you want them to have?
I think our guys have the right attitude. I think we all, have a lot to prove. Again, we want to be a little tiny part of our success, and that's we truly mean that. And we know we can get a whole lot better, and that's what we plan on doing each week is getting better.
How do you like in New Orleans?
I love New Orleans. It's an awesome city, and as great as the city is, better people here in football. I mean, this is being around here with Sean Payton and Joe Vitt and these guys and these players, obviously. I mean, this is a great place to come.
You know that, like, you're becoming kind of a cult hero out there. I don't know if you, are you aware of that at all?
No, I don't. I'm trying to work and trying to stay out of that, but I think this town appreciates normal people and good working, hard working people. So maybe I am a good guy.
Did you make it to pay any bar tabs after the flight landed?
No, unfortunately, I didn't. But hopefully this week.
Rob, you ever had a rain delay like that last week?
Never have. We had one in in Miami. We played them for a couple minutes, and nothing like that. But, you know, we handled that really well, and our guys handled that well. And it's like everything else. Everything was just like it was perfectly designed. So we just went out and played, and everything was fine.